Our next speaker is Eduardo Alava, with co-authors Newman, Roland, Sullenberger, Staples, Chrisman, and Ortega. The title of his presentation is Annual Ryegrass Spring Removal and Regrowth of Tipton 85 Bermuda Grass.
Thank you for the introduction. I would like to go ahead and start with a brief introduction on why overseeding is a common practice in the southeastern United States, especially for people that are doing grazing dairies. Lately, in the last five years, has been a rising interest in grazing dairies in southeastern United States, especially in Florida, and basically provides a winter-spring grazing. Also, this practice improves a seasonal distribution of forage, making the window for grazing larger. I want you to look at this graph and to see the forage distribution throughout the year in Florida, where you see the dotted line, which represents ryegrass, going all the way from January to June, July, and the worst season, which comes right from March all the way to October, November, depending what worm season grass you're working with. But I wanted you to look at this specific point in time, right about March, when it's for 1585, it's critical because temperatures start rising a little bit, enough to break dormancy. And that's why I call it critical area. This is where I'm working and focusing on my trial. In the last years, there have been some indications from field observations showing the standard reduction and the slow spring regrowth of Tifton 85 that were overseeded with cool season forages, especially with annual ryegrass. And it's important to mention that transition can be troublesome and inconsistent depending on the field. A little bit of the background. There's not much literature out there targeting this issue. Some of that I was able to collect is the response could be due to mainly early grazing Bermuda grass regrowth. Also, the removed Bermuda grass cover causing great exposure to cold and the competition from cool season species during the Bermuda grass regrowth period in early spring. Some other authors have mentioned other factors, such as environmental factors, temperature being very important. At this stage, the critical area that I call shade due to the coexisting species at the same point in time, in this case, you're having established annual ryegrass and upcoming Tifton 85, moisture that could be a limiting factor, soil conditions, compactation, soil type, and again, the competition. With that, I would like to point out the main objectives. The main objective of this trial is to evaluate annual ryegrass removal dates. These dates were based on previous records, records of soil temperature at 10 centimeters, which after some of the literature mentioned that Bermuda grass breaks dormancy when several days between 5 to 7 days of consecutive around 16 Celsius soil temp, and that's in this year in 2011 it ended up being mid-March, late March and early April. And we evaluate three different methods, a chemical remotion, a mechanical harvest, and simulated grazing on the spring summer regrowth of Tifton 85. The specific objectives of this were evaluating the Tifton 85 cover, the Tifton 85 canopy line interception, the undergrowth plants part weight that were not being reported in this presentation, and nitrogen and total non-structural carbohydrates as well. We draw two hypotheses for this trial. First one is that overseeded cool season forage during the early spring significantly deprived, shades were deprived the Bermuda emerging canopy of needed sunlight during the spring. And also, the late removal of the cool season will delay the regrowth of the Bermuda grass in early spring. With that being said, I'm going to jump into materials and methods. This is part of the materials that I use, Quadrat and SunScan canopy analyzer system. I'll be talking a little bit about the experimental design. It was 9 treatments that came from a factorial arrangement of the 3 dates and the 3 removal methods plus 2 controls. It was repeated 3 times. As you may see, this is a layout of how the treatments were assigned. And this is a view of the field. This project was done at Citra, Florida. Important to mention that before applying the treatments, this whole field was covered with a thick stand of annual ryegrass. That experimental unit was 4 meters by 4 meters. This is a picture that shows the 3 methods that we use, the mechanical. We use a sickle band mower to do that. Simulator graze. At this experimental station, we are not allowed to use animals for grazing, so we have to simulate grazing. And then the chemical removal. And that was the chemical was applied, and a week after was removed. Important to mention also that measurements were taken a week after applying treatment for a period of 8 weeks after the first treatment was imposed. This is a view of the controls. The control 2 is what I call not doing anything, just having no annual ryegrass crop, just leaving the field in the winter, spring without any type of cover. And control 1 is a thick layer, a thick stand of annual ryegrass that wasn't touched at all. Look at the figure here, which is on the y-axis we have 2.5% cover, and in the x-axis we have the removal methods. In terms of the treatment methods, chemical was better than the similar grazing and mechanical harvest in terms of percent coverage at 8 weeks. Of imposing the treatment compared to control 2, which is no, we didn't do anything, has a larger percentage cover of 85. But important to mention in the chemical and the similar grazing and the mechanical is the fact that how the competition of an annual ryegrass has a huge impact on the percent coverage of 85. This in terms of line intercept of soil level was affected by date. These mid-March and late March were significant, had more light intercepted than early April. Here, this is the same graph, but just analyzing the different methods that we use and the difference in light interception, chemical and mechanical and control have a higher interception in terms of light, and similar grazing was different than all those 3. And of course, the control 1 that represent the thick layer of annual ryegrass didn't have much light interception at soil level. With that, I would like to jump to the conclusions. Like I mentioned, this is just first year data of partial of the just part of the information that have been collected, just finished this year. I can conclude that TIF 285 cover is affected by removal method. Early spring, March, April occurred with the best treatment that I had was a herbicide, simulated grazing, followed by simulated grazing, and then by mechanical ryegrass removal. And in terms of line interception, the early removal they had the most, followed by the second date, and followed by the third date. The implications of this first year trials that warm spring temperatures will require early removal of ryegrass to guarantee TIF 285 Bermuda grass regrowth in the spring. Well, I would like to thank you, and Any questions? Yes, sir. Yes.
Why would that be a better treatment than the mechanical defoliation earlier? I mean, you would think that you got a week further, you got a week more with nothing to intercept light there.
Yeah, but I also have to think that that thick layer of ryegrass was going to be removed, and therefore there was going to be no competition at all for the regrowth of the 85 compared with the mechanical removal. It could keep going. So, yes, sir. Well, from knowledge, I really don't know about that, but I've known that most of the selection criteria has been to have more heat-tolerant ryegrass. So actually it's getting, you know, it's prolonging the season, you know. It goes sometimes up to June, July.
Thank you. That was
okay.
Part of the question, maybe I missed it, but what's the reason, what's the overall yield, annual yield, if you leave the ryegrass
Well, there's a lot of economics involved, and in terms of yield, I cannot give you right now the answer. But put it this way, you know, it comes to size of operation. Let's put in a grazing dairy. You know, you need to size and put in consideration when you're going to remove it, how you're going to remove it, because if you have a big field, you know, maybe if you let ryegrass through, you know, keep growing or mature too much, you know, at some point you have to remove it, you know, with whatever you can, however you can. So it comes down to economics. What was the most effective way, you know, that economically makes sense for a dairy, you know, dairy, grazing dairy, to get rid of the and also by doing this, you know, you try to think these two coexisting, you know, plants in a much better way, so they cannot outcompete each other, you know. And because that's what happens, you know. If you leave the thick layer of 85, the of annual ryegrass compromises the regrowth. And in the southeastern United States, you want your C4, which is your, in this case, Tifton 85, to be your main stand of grass and source, because it's the cheapest. Yes, and also, well, that's, you know, that's what, yeah, Tifton 85 has.
What's the difference in quality between having the ryegrass? I mean, overall, over a year, the difference in quality for a dairy production, having the ryegrass?
Well, an ryegrass is C3 with a high nutrient value, that higher than the C4 Bermuda grass that I'm using, but it's such a short period of time that you will have to have the ryegrass on the ground, which will be January, February, maybe early March. And then you want your high-quality C4, which would be Tifton 85, to be as extended as much as you can, because you cannot extend to the other end because it's day length limited. So you want to push it as much as you can at the beginning, not at the end.
Yes, sir? I have a question. What herbicide did you use that allowed a 7-day harvest?
7-day harvest. I didn't have any 7-day harvest.
So you harvested 7 days after.
Well, what I did is basically the reason why I apply is because I want to get rid of it. You know, what they, this is a practice that they do. They apply, and if I recall properly, Cimarron, if I recall properly, they don't remember the dosage, to be quite honest, but the herbicide was Cimarron. What they do is they spray, and they remove it.
They wouldn't use it at all? They wouldn't feed it?
Oh, no, they would graze it, you know, after 7 days, according to the label.
Okay,
and then, you know, it's gone. It doesn't wriggle back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.